The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. When the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there for Jewish ceremonial washing, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine, without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then, when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this at the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory. And his disciples began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm always amused by this gospel, especially when the gospel writer says, "And Jesus' disciples were present." And I can kind of see the scene playing out. Mary goes to Jesus and says, "Hey, look, they're out of wine." And he's like, "What do you want me to do about it?" And she says, "Hey, well, it's your friends that are here." But the gospel's not about the prolificness of the disciples and how well they can drink. It's not about Jesus' insistence that the party must go on. But this story is about Jesus saying to us, "I love you so much that no deed, that no request is too unimportant for me to comply." And the other part of this story I think that's extremely as important is that the waiter, when he tastes the wine, he says, "Wow, this is better than we had at the beginning." Most people serve the junky wine at the end because everybody's too to really taste the difference. But this wine is really good. And it says to us that Jesus, when he gives us these gifts, and when he answers our requests for prayers, he gives us the very best. He doesn't give us a gift that we would get like at a White Elephant here. "I'm just going to give you some wine, just some little not so good wine." He says, "I'm going to give you the very best. And I'm going to give you the very best wine. I'm going to give you the very best gifts of anything that you ask." And so we are reminded by this gospel story of how much Jesus cares for us. How much Jesus gives us the best gifts, the choicest gifts that we have. And all we have to do in turn is say to him, "Lord, I need your help." And he answers. The other important part of this story is that it happens at a wedding feast. And it once again reminds us the parallel that Christ gives his life, his love for his bride, the church. For all of us who he calls to follow him, to love him, and to serve him. And so we celebrate that wonderful mystery, that wonderful miracle of Christ giving his light, giving his love to us. We're reminded in the second reading today from St. Paul to the Corinthians that we are blessed abundantly. We all have lots of different gifts. And Christ is a paragon. He's the top. He has the best gifts of all. He has the gift of prophecy. He has the gift of the Holy Spirit. He has the gift to be able to do mighty and powerful things. He has the gift to cast out demons and to perform miracles. But not all of us have all of those gifts. And so we rely on one another. We rely on one another to share those gifts with each other. And coming together, we all join our gifts as one family. Last week, we celebrated the baptism of the Lord, reminding us that we come together as that family of the Lord, that by the virtue of our baptism, we have joined into that wonderful family that God calls us to share in. And so we have the gifts that he gives us that we're called to share with this family, to share with this wonderful community of faith that God calls us. So that way we can share the great message, the great light of Christ and his love to all the lands. We also celebrate today in a special way the gift of life. The United States Council of Catholic Bishops has asked us to mark this week as Pro-Life Sunday. 37 years ago this week will mark the remembrance of the Supreme Court's decision to legalize abortion in this country. And some might say, oh, here we go, bringing politics in again to the church. But it's not about politics. It's about life. It's about that gift that God gives each one of us, the gift of life that no one has the right to take away. Since abortion was legalized in this country, there has been 50 million lives lost to this terrible act. And the numbers continue to mount. And it reminds us that we are not the ones who have the call to end life, but it is God alone who gives us that gift of life and who calls us back to himself. And so that's 50 million lives that have not had the chance to live out their dreams, their desires, their lives because of a terrible law. In today's bulletin, we have ways that you can do your part to make sure that this act does not continue in the staggering numbers that it does, to give appreciation to this wonderful gift of life that God gives each one of us. We also reminded how precious life is this week as we might have watched the news or seen clips from the Haiti earthquake. And once again, we are reminded that our duty as Christians is to come together, to care for our brothers and sisters who might have lost everything. And so Cardinal DiNardo is asking us to take a second collection for the victims of that earthquake, to share the gifts that we have in abundance and give those to our brothers and sisters who are in need, to share the gifts that we have so that they may have hope, so that they may understand the great love that God has for them and their lives. And so as we take our second collection today for our brothers and sisters in Haiti, we ask you to be generous. Ask you to do what you can to help them be able to make it on their road to recovery and give them that gift of hope that they're so desperately lacking now. As we continue to celebrate this liturgy, we give God thanks for all of the gifts he gives us. We thank him for giving us the best gifts that he does, and we thank him for calling us to be one family. We ask the Lord to strengthen us in our bonds of unity among each other as the body of Christ, that we may protect, give glory to all of the gifts that we have in our lives, especially the gift of life itself.